Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to the Question Reality Radio Show. I'm Priscilla Leona, producer and host of this show, and we are coming to you live from Los Angeles, California. For 11 years, we've been providing our audience with entertainment industry career advice. Now, this show is for you if you are questioning your career reality and thinking about pursuing a career in show business, or if you're already working in the entertainment industry and you're just interested in tips on how to elevate your status. Now, guests on this show include Emmy, Grammy, and Tony Award winners, reality TV stars, and working professionals, which include producers, directors, casting directors, talent managers, actors, singers, comedians, writers, PR agents, publicists, screenwriters, script supervisors. We have stunt people, celebrity makeup artists, entertainment attorney, and the list just continues. Now, if you missed any of our shows and you're interested in finding out careers in any of the fields that I've mentioned, here are three ways that you can listen to past shows. Number one, go to our archive page on the latalkradio.com website and search for our show title, which is Question Reality. Number two, you can go to iTunes, the Google Play Store, Stitcher.com, and go under the podcast section. And number three, you can download our free mobile app from the website or on the App Store, rather, the App Store and the Google Play Store. So those are the three ways you can listen to our show. And finally, if you want to be a guest or refer someone to be on my show to promote themselves, their products, and help listeners with sage career advice, we've still got a couple of booking spots left for this year. Not many, but a couple. So please go to our official website, which is questionrealityradioshow.com. Again, questionrealityradioshow.com, not latalkradio.com. Latalkradio.com is the website where we air the show. So questionrealityradioshow.com is where we have the 2019 guest schedule, and it's also where you submit for guest interview consideration. So just click the contact link. And lastly, some very, 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 very exciting news for our listeners. In October, mark that down, October. I'm not going to tell you which Sunday in October. You have to listen to every single Sunday. I will be announcing how you can listen to my show, Question Reality, on a new website. A new website, okay? It's very exciting. I don't want to give too much away because I'm still in negotiations, but we will be on a new website. So please make sure that you tune in and also go to all of my social media sites because we'll be posting it there too. So again, in October, I'll be announcing how you can listen to the show, Question Reality, on an additional and new website. Okay. So very exciting. It's been long in the works, let me tell you. So I am excited. All right. Today, as with every Sunday, which is fun day, we have wonderful guests on this show. Very exciting people. I only have exciting people on the show. At least I try. We have a gorgeous, multi-talented, phenomenal, hot chick, sexy beyond belief, sexy Steffi is what I like to call her. She's a very good friend of mine. Her name is Stephanie Seeley. She is a, I don't know if she's adding the Diaz. We didn't talk about that, but it's Stephanie Seeley Diaz. We'll just add that in. She is a demo session background singer, and she's the very first one I've actually had on my show. Oh, no, I had Andrea Miller a long time ago, but a little bit different. Anyway, she is a demo session background singer, and she, let me tell you a little bit about her. Let me move my Skype thing out of the way because I'm Skyping the show. I'm not doing it in the station today. She's also an actress. Now, she attended the American Musical and Dramatic Academy in New York and LA, and her first professional job was as choir member for the 75th anniversary of The Lost Colony, where she worked alongside Tony Award winner William Ivy Long. And Stephanie has since worked with a variety of music producers, including H.B. Barnum, Edward Brown, and Holland, Dozer Holland. Now, Holland created the studio recordings of the Broadway musical First Wives Club. Now, I saw the movie. We loved that movie, right? Loved it. As a matter of fact, I think I'll revisit that movie. That was a great movie. Stephanie was also a lead alto singer for a popular a cappella group called Westbeat. They're here locally in California. They're phenomenal. And they perform regularly at Disneyland. So if you're ever at Disneyland, check out the a cappella group Westbeat. And now recently, very exciting for Stephanie because it was something she's wanted to do for a while. She has moved to Nashville to continue her career path, seeking work as a professional session demo background singer, of course. And she is so thrilled. She's under contract with the Gaylord Opryland Hotel for their Smurf Fest. Smurf? I can't say that. Well, it could be because I had a couple, what are these things called? Cinnamon whisk, a fireball. It might be it, but let's just muddle through it. Smurf Fest? I cannot say that word. I want to put a TH in there. Smurf Fest. Smurf Fest summer event. And she'll be working there throughout Labor Day. Now, afterwards, she's going to be joining the Heimerman Chorale. Or choral, chorale. I guess you could say it, tomato, tomato, but I think they go choral. As a soprano for their fall concert series. And then she's going to be joining the Tennessee Performing Arts Center as a teaching artist, or at least that was the information. But as I spoke with her a couple minutes ago, she was telling me about some new exciting projects that just jumped into her lap. So we are going to hear about those. And we're going to talk to Stephanie in a minute. But what I want you to do, because I'm going to be giving you some resource information on how to become a, or at least check it out. But if you want to, if you thought about this and you want to go full horse ahead, then I'm going to be giving you some great resource information. But in the meantime, I want you to go to her website and give her a little thumb, give her a little follow. Everybody needs likes and follows in this world. StephanieSelye.com, and that's StephanieSelye.com. She's on Facebook, of course, Stephanie Selye. She's keeping it consistent for the most part. Then we kind of diverge when we get to Instagram. But she added her full name, which is Stephanie Grace Selye. So that's StephanieGraceSelai. And just go there and just give her a like, follow her. She's an exciting person, so you'll want to do that. Trust me. She's cute as a button and so fun. Now, real quick, before we start with Stephanie, I wanted to give you this resource information. Today's show is about being a session demo background singer. Now, for those of you who are really great vocalists, you love singing, but you're just not interested in being a songwriter / musician, or you're not interested in being the lead vocalist of a band or pursuing a solo career as a singer-songwriter, but you really love singing, you want to stay active, but you just want to do it on other people's projects. So if that's something that's interesting to you, this might be a career for you. You might want to look into it. So you might be thinking, what's a demo singer? What's a session singer? I've actually had people ask me that. So these are singers who are working in a recording studio on other people's projects. And it's a great way of supplementing your income, because I'm all about supplementing the income. It's a great way to supplement your income, and it also really enables you to stay at home more often. So if you're a very family-oriented person and you just want to supplement your income and you love singing, well, there you go. This is the career for you. So then your next question might be, how do I work as a demo or session singer or a background singer? So I was asking around, and my friend, he's a multiple Grammy award winning guy, right? And he said that the best site that he's ever found or has been referred to him, and he checked it out and said, yes, this is definitely the website. It's an indie music website, and it's called IndieConnect.com, IndieConnect.com. And then you do a forward slash, and then you type work hyphen demo hyphen session hyphen singer. And I checked out, and my gosh, if you want to be a demo session background singer, this has all the information that you need. And, oh, by the way, if you move to Nashville, and I'm doing a shout out to people who, because Stephanie was on the show a couple months ago with Jeremy Parsons, and I got a lot of emails from people who said that they too have moved to Nashville. I didn't get any that said they wanted to be a demo singer, but they were pursuing a career as a regular singer. But they highly recommended that this site too, which I didn't even make the connection until I was doing research for the show today, but they were talking about, hey, there's a boot camp coming up for plugging into the Nashville music industry. And because I had emailed a couple of them, and then I talked to a couple on the phone, and we were talking about, apparently, it's very hard to break into Nashville, whether you are pursuing a career as a solo singer or in a band or as a demo session background singer. And Stephanie has confirmed that. We're going to be talking to her about that today. But this website, there's a boot camp that they have in Nashville. And again, you'd want to go to IndieConnect.com and then /plugging-into-Nashville. And it's a 3-day intense, actually, it's on the first page of their site. So if you go there now, you'll find it. But it's a 3-day intensive boot camp, and it's designed to shave a year, maybe more, off the time that it takes to learn how to navigate the Nashville music industry. And it'll help you build door opening relationships, because apparently the doors are closed in Nashville. I don't know what's going on in Nashville. Never been, but I've heard from a lot of people it's really hard to break into this business. But apparently this boot camp is the scene. Now, you can participate live if you live in Nashville or you live close, or they have a by video conference, and it's in September, so it's coming up. So I highly recommend you go to this website. It's September 6th through the 8th, and it's at a place called Fort Knox Studios in Nashville. And then, again, you can participate online, which is really great about this. I thought that was fantastic. So I don't know how much it is, but I've been told that it is a must-do if you're serious about elevating your career in Nashville. So I thought it was really great that my friend turned me on to this, because I think it's wonderful for people trying to break into Nashville. Plus, you can always write off the cost. So no matter what it costs, you write it off. You know, I'm always telling you about how to write something off. So just check it out. I just highly, highly recommend it. Go to that website now. Mm-mm. Now, back to really quick, some tips. If you want to get work as a demo or session singer, to get work as a session singer, here are just a couple things that is required. Okay, these are things that are definitely required. Number one, you need to be able to learn songs quickly and sometimes on the fly. And this is on the website, so you can go to that website and check it out. Number two, you need to be able to sound commercial and not too original. And that's because the writer will want all kinds of artists to say, I can do that. And that's why. Number three, you need to be able to deliver a song in the studio one or two takes. They're not paying for you to be there all day. So you got to be able to nail it. Number four, it helps if you can sing harmonies and or backup vocals. Number five, it really helps if you're able to communicate with the musicians. So that means to speak their language. You know, specifically, they will hire you. They will hire a person who can read charts before they'll hire someone that can't read charts. So if you know how to read charts, you are already halfway there. Now, lastly, as far as getting session work goes, here are some tips. Now, you can do any or all of these things, but it has to be at least more than half. So number one, you need to make a demo and you need to pass it around to the studios. So they recommend that you go to smaller studios that don't have a big roster of demo singers because they're more apt to take you, but make sure they're reputable. Do your background work, vet them out. Number two, put your demos on your website and all of your social media sites so that people can hear them and either hire you or refer you to someone. Number three, contact producers and give them or point them to your demos via your website and your social media sites. Number four, set up a profile on demosinger.com. Demosinger.com. Okay, got to do that. Number five, network and network with songwriters everywhere. So be sure that Demo Singer is on your, not only your website, but it's on your business card. Make sure, it's very important. Number six, you may consider putting up a website dedicated to your demo singing, especially if you can get a great domain name. So it can be your name, but you can put like John Smith Demo Singer. You can do that. You know, I don't know if I agree with that. But anyway, number seven, be active in the online songwriting forums. That's very important. That was like a huge red flag for me because that's how you do your networking. That's how you get your little group going. That's how you get your referrals. You got to let people hear your songs and then let them know you're available for demo work. That way it doesn't come off as just a sales pitch. So number eight, volunteer. This is very important. And I always am telling people to volunteer to do things in order to get their foot in the door, but volunteer to do some free or very inexpensive demos for a few people so that you can get testimonials from them. And then you can use your testimonials to sell yourself to songwriters and studios and producers. It's very important. Number nine, volunteer to do some demos for studios or producers that you really want to get in with. Hey, nobody's going to turn down free. Even if they don't use your stuff, at least they know that you volunteered, right? And that way they can see how quickly and professionally you work. Number 10, find online demo websites that use singers all around the world where it says where no one in the same room and all of the tracks are recorded individually and sent back and forth using a service like via Dropbox. Now, this works best if you have a studio and you can record your vocals inexpensively. Of course, you're not going to go out and do this if you don't have a studio because, you know, that's crazy. But and lastly, this was a great idea. When I read this, I said, you know what? I'm all about pioneering your own path. I love people that do that. Start your own demo service. I thought that was a great idea. Have your own list of great musicians and a few key studios that you like to record in. Also, line up a few other singers. Then you can market the whole package as a service, and you make money for both singing and for coordinating the project. I thought that was a great idea because if nobody is beating your door down, then you got to go beat other people's door down. That's just the way I feel. So I thought that that was fantastic. So as you can see, the options and possibilities are endless. You got to get creative. So hopefully these tips are going to jumpstart your career in being a demo background session singer. And I have a couple friends who are married and raising a family and just wanted to supplement their income. And they are just like, wow, this is something I'm definitely going to look into. And there are people who I know that are already doing it. So you got to get on this. Lastly, I found this website when I was doing some research for Stephanie to be on the show. And I thought this is a fantastic website for people who live in Nashville. It's called NashvilleDemoWorks.com. NashvilleDemoWorks.com/demo-singers. If you're in Nashville, you want to do that. This website is so cool. I love this website. It has all kinds of information. And I like it's very methodical and laid out on you do this, step one, step two, step three. Love it. That's the way you want to go. If you want to be a demo singer in Nashville, check this website out. And there you go. One last thing. Oh, I was just so excited researching this show, by the way. I found one last one. This is it. It's a must check out. It's for singers, songwriters, and musicians. And it's really going to help you. It's called musicbizacademy.com. Musicbizacademy.com. And this website is so, so helpful for everyone in the music industry, singers, songwriters, musicians. They have what caught my eye is the top 25 articles, because if you're serious about pursuing a career in anything, you really need to know what you're doing. So they have such things like how to write an artist bio. They have performance contracts on there that you can download for free. Mastering your music, how to copyright music, 21 songwriting tips. And you know I'm all about the tax tips. Tax tips for musicians, sell your CDs online, what's a record deal about, artist band interview form, inside record labels, internship do's and don'ts, how to make a living with music, how to write a press release, reasons demos are rejected, which, by the way, you want, if you're a aspiring demo singer and you need to do demos, you want to check that out, reasons they're rejected, facts about music licensing, trademark your band name, planning a radio campaign, a legal checklist, songwriting techniques, guerrilla marketing tips. You know, I'm not all about guerrilla filmmaking, nothing against it, but I can't do it. I have a low risk level for, I'm just too scared. I can't do it. But again, you got to check the website out. So there you go. Take those tips. And I hope that you send me an email back that something that I gave you today worked for you. So hopefully I'll be getting something soon. Now, without further ado, we are going to talk to someone who is doing exactly that, pursuing a career in Nashville as a session demo background singer, Stephanie Seeley. Welcome back to the show, Stephanie.
Hi, Priscilla. How are you?
Did you fall asleep with all my resource tips?
No, I didn't, actually. I had not heard of the Indie website yet. So I was actually writing that down and researching it as you were talking about all of the other resources like Nashville Demo Singers and all of that.
Oh, good. See that? My guest is also taking a little tip. Hopefully she will find something useful. So the last time you were on the show, we didn't get a chance to really get into your current job. I want to start there at Gaylord Opryland Hotel for their Smurf Fest summer event throughout Labor Day. Can you tell us a little bit about what that entails, how you got the job, just anything exciting you want to tell us?
Well, Gaylord Opryland is, it's under Gaylord Entertainment. It falls under Gaylord Entertainment. It is actually on the original site of where the, I understand that there was some sort of theme park by the Grand Ole Opry in the 70s. It has now been replaced with a hotel that is about 9,000 acres. complete with an indoor-outdoor water park. So it is a destination hotel where people come, and every summer they do a theme. And I just happened to be looking on some of the, you know, normal websites that most performers go to, backstage.com, Playbill, and it actually came up as a description for a summer contract with the Smurfs, which was their theme. They have Smurf characters that go around and interact with the guests there at breakfast, private dinners, sometimes just on the weekends. They also have a little scavenger hunt. They do little indoor boat rides on their river, because they have a river in the middle of the hotel, where they employ professional actors to also act out certain Smurf stories that kids might be familiar with, either from the movies that they just recently did or the old cartoons. So it's been a really fun job. Unfortunately, it ends next weekend. So,
oh, are you telling me you were
next weekend?
Were you a Smurf? And if so, what Smurf were you?
Well, you know, I'm a very versatile person. I can say that. I was very good friends with Papa Smurf and Grouchy Smurf and Smurfette. But as they will tell you in Disney, you can't really, you have to say that they are the Smurfs. No one is necessarily playing them, right?
Mm-hmm. All right. You take
I can
it.
Say that much.
Well, you know what? You got to send me a picture of you in your little costume. I never got to see you.
I thought I did.
No, you did not. You left me out of the chain. I did not get.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So send that. I have a friend who's really kinky and into Smurf, so I'm going to forward that to him. No, I'm kidding. I just want to see it. I just want to see the picture. I bet it's cute. Now, you also said that you're going to be joining the Heimerman Chorale as a soprano for the fall concert series. Is that still happening? Because I know you were telling
me. Yes, it is.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. There, we actually go into rehearsals in September, so I won't have too much of a break before I have to go into rehearsals with them. And then their fall concert series will go from September to November.
Now, what exactly, what type of songs will you be singing? Is it choral? I did say it right. Choral, right?
It is holiday music, actually, with a little bit of church music. They have some of the traditional, you know, 4 to 6 part harmony carols that everyone's used to hearing maybe at evening mass, like O Come Emmanuel, Bring a Torch, Jeanette Isabella. But then they also have some of the other ones that you're probably a little bit more familiar with kids, and that you hear on the radio, like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, Frosty the Snowman, things of that nature. But it's going to be a 40-person choir. So it's quite big, actually.
Wow. And where will they be performing?
They will be performing at Trevecca, which is a church. I think it is their home base, where they also hold their rehearsals. And then they will be performing in Franklin, Tennessee, and then downtown Nashville.
Well, that sounds exciting. I would just love that, to be singing in a 40-piece choral. There's so many people, so much excitement going on. Oh, that's something I would love. Too bad I can't sing.
I have always loved singing in chorales. I've always loved singing with groups, because to me, there is nothing more fun than creating harmonies with people. Mm. I have done everything from singing, you know, an alto 2, which is quite low, actually. But I've also been a top soprano, and I think that's also helped me in booking jobs in multiple chorales and groups, because I have been very versatile. I've tried to be as versatile as I can be in terms of being able to sing multiple parts. And I've always worked very hard to listen to the people that I am singing with, to try to mimic their sound. Sometimes people have brighter voices. Sometimes people have deeper, richer, more velvety voices. And so I have tried my best to work with that and try to almost imitate that. And sometimes I think that has helped me because I've been booked because I can blend very easily with different voices on different parts.
Now that makes logical sense to me. Now, finally, joining the Tennessee Performing Arts Center as a teaching artist, you were telling me some stuff is happening before the beginning of the show. Is that still happening for you or no?
Yes. I will also be meeting with them in September as well. Those are individual contracts. So they'll do one at the end of the year and then they'll do one for next year. And in between there, I will be squeezing a trip back to Savannah, Georgia, because I am a part of a professional a cappella Christmas group there as well called Holiday Harmonies. I've been singing with them. This will be my third year. I sing as their top soprano, their first soprano, and we sing in a lot of the private clubs and five-star restaurants and hotels that are there. So I'm going to be kind of busy, and I won't necessarily be in Nashville full time, but I'll be a lot of driving back and forth is what's going to be happening. Possibly some flying to try to cut the time. So.
Oh, that's exciting. Well, you know, I'm all about Christmas. So you got some exciting Christmas stuff coming up. I hope you're going to be Snapchatting it or videotaping or something so we can see what's going on, because I want to be there every second.
The thing as well that I was thinking about, you know, wanting to point out and remind people that may or may not be trying to go the route that I am, or, you know, are singers in general, professional singers, is that whenever you are doing something, even if it is in a chorus or a group setting, you know, just because you're not front and center does not mean that you can't use that work to add to your professional reel, because sometimes people do want to see if you can harmonize, and almost always, you know, at least in my experience with a cappella groups that are smaller, on the smaller side, you almost always have a solo. So I've also tried to be very diligent every time I've had a live performance setting, whether it's been in a group or a choir, if I've had a solo or if there has been a specific harmony where I have done a death cant up at the top, that I have tried to highlight that so that I can add that to my reel. Because sometimes people need to hear, as you were saying earlier, that you can harmonize, that you can read music, that you can hold your own in a choir of 40 or 6 or whatever the number might be.
Absolutely. My gosh. Now, I wanted to talk about, because we talked briefly a little bit on the show when you were on with Jeremy Parsons, who is a Nashville singer and is on tour a lot. We were talking about breaking in to Nashville because you moved there to become a demo background session singer. And apparently, from what I understand, there are some things you've got to learn in Nashville. Like, you've got to learn these unwritten rules of conduct, and they've got some secret handshakes, and there are some subtle do's and don'ts that immediately brand you either as a professional or a Nashville newcomer. So tell us about your experience thus far with being in Nashville, moving to Nashville, and pursuing a career as a demo background session singer, and that particular secret handshake, subtle do and don't world that you are.
I will say that, you know, he had a point. It has been a little bit closed-lipped. Nashville, for, you know, the big city that it is a very small, close group of people that work together. All of the auditions I have been on, all of the meetings I have had, and the bookings that I have been able to do thus far, everyone has known each other. So, you know, you have to start somewhere, and it might only be one or two concerts where you basically have to break in and prove yourself, prove that you're a professional, prove that you can read music, prove that you are a musician in your own right as a singer, so that people know that you're dependable. I also have spoken with other singers and songwriters here that have said that the music business is also starting to move into, as you were saying before, sort of paving your own way, pioneering your own path. And a lot of the studios are starting to work out of their home because it's cheaper. You know, it takes time and even more money to rent out a studio space to find it. So what a lot of people are doing are setting up their own studios, and they are sending tracks back and forth. So that's why it's also important to be really well versed in your music theory and your sight reading, so that if someone sends you sheet music, they don't necessarily have to be there for you to be able to play it and read it and learn it. So that's actually something that I'm making it my goal for next year. I am going to build my own studio from home, because I think that that's also going to be very, very beneficial to me. Even when I'm on the road, when I go somewhere else to do another job, like the Holiday Harmonies, when I'm there for that month or two, I can bring my studio with me, and I can be networking and working when I'm not performing at night.
That is so important. And that's really, I had two guests on last week. They were multiple, Academy Award? We went through this. They were multiple Academy Award nominees for their work. One of them is the voice works for Warner Brothers, actually, he is the voice of Porky Pig. And then the lady, her name is Bob Bergen. And then the lady is Debbie Derryberry. And she is the voice of Jimmy Neutron, the boy genius. So they have been nominated for many Oscar nominations for their work. And what they were saying is it is imperative that whether you're a voiceover artist or if you are even a singer pursuing a career, you have to have your own studio today. It is almost non-existent that people even spend the money to go into studios. I mean, we're talking like usually the production companies, the record labels will pay. I mean, when you're at that level, but in the beginning, you really got to spend the money to set up a studio. You have to, because that's what is being expected of you now. You have to be able, when they send you work, whether it's voiceover work as an actor, or if you want to be a demo background singer, you have to be able to read that music and pump it out, send the MP3 right away. And you have to have a studio. I mean, what are you going to go out and spend money to a recording studio or send in some cheesy little track that you recorded on your phone? No, they're going to know, and they're not going to think of you as a professional. So it is well worth the investment. And with Stephanie, with everything that's available today, you can set up your own studio in like one day.
You can. All of my friends and the connections that I have made here, those friends of mine where I have gone to their houses, they all have their own studio. And I actually asked one day, I said, you know, how long did it take you to set this up? This is great, but it's so much smaller than I thought it would be. And they went into detail with me, and it really isn't that expensive. Especially with all of the computer programs now where they kind of have everything set up for you. I don't remember the name that my specific friend uses, but they have all of these apps, if you will, that you can download onto your laptop. And it is basically a recording studio for you.
Okay.
So you buy a mic, you buy some speakers, a keyboard, any other instrument that you might play, and you record your voice and it comes out very clean. You can hear your voice. You have the ability to balance it. And rather than, you know, especially if you're starting out yourself or if this is supplemental work where you're going to need to be able to do this on your own time, why wouldn't you want your own studio so that you don't have to pay an editor to do it for you?
Exactly. And if you have, I believe, don't quote me on this, people, but I believe if you have an iPhone, GarageBand comes with your, yeah. And that's something that people who are just starting out and experimenting and fooling around with their voice, that is a perfect software for you to just start out and get your feet wet, because you can really do some great work with that.
And then I would recommend joining a choir, a church, a congregation, not necessarily because, you know, I don't want to tell people go join a church, but when I have worked as a staff singer for choirs and congregations that are affiliated with churches, I have met so many people that have been so motivational and supportive and actually very resourceful in terms of once they meet you and they hear your sound and they see your work ethic because they're working with you in the choir, they just sort of unload all of these other groups, all of these little choirs and whatnot that you may not have heard about that they have connections to. And they tell you, oh my gosh, we're looking for a soprano or we're looking for an alto. Are you willing to sing alto in that choir? Come on over. I'll let the choir leader know. And before you know it, you have multiple gigs that you're working and you are working as a professional singer. And then you tell these people that have even further connections, well, I actually have my own studio. So if you ever need a voice or something, I'm more than happy to help.
Absolutely. Also, networking and marketing yourself. You have to get out. You can't stay in your house, people.
Yes. Now, and studio films as well. Student films.
Absolutely.
You never know which one's going to go to a film festival. You know, my hometown is Savannah, Georgia. That is also the hometown of the Savannah College of Art and Design, a very prominent conservatory, especially with graphic design and film. And I actually used to do a lot of student films when I was younger in high school. Some of them went to film festivals. So you just never know, and you never know what kind of sound they're going to need. They might need a legit sound, a high soprano, a choir church sound, a choir boy sound. They might need a jazz sound. So also as a singer, try to be as versatile as possible, because the more versatile you are, the more ways people are going to see that they can use you.
Absolutely. Now, I have to ask you, since the inception of your music career, like way back in the beginning, what has been your biggest challenge? It can be musical or personal that crosses over into your musical career. What has been your biggest challenge, and how have you been able to overcome that challenge?
I think I've gotten in my own way a lot of the time. Mm-hmm. I've been very hard-headed at times. I think it's when you go to school, sometimes when we're young, we think it has to be this way or the highway. It has to be all or nothing. And when you go to a conservatory, or at least my conservatory, they were very helpful in making me as marketable as I could be, but they didn't really teach us the business side of the business, as it were. So I was not very knowledgeable in knowing how to market myself and knowing how to navigate the waters of the business itself. So I would have spent more time really learning that aspect of it, because I feel at some point I might have either gotten in my own way or almost gotten in my own way, because I just didn't know how to effectively handle a business deal or a business transaction. And I was just lucky that I had people that cared enough about me and saw my talent to sort of take me under their wing, because they're two completely different sides to the coin that are necessary, but you know, they're two different skill sets. And when you're first starting out, you have to know how to do both.
So if you could go back to the beginning of your career what would you tell yourself to do? You would maybe learn more about financial aspects in business. What would be the number one, number two, and number three thing? So learn about financial, learn about legal. What would your three top three things to tell your younger self be?
I would definitely want to make myself more knowledgeable about the business, how it works in terms of legal procedures, what is acceptable, what is not acceptable, what you can write off on your taxes as a working actor or performer. I would have spent more time really honing the skills that I already had, because if you are going to be a singer, especially a singer in this business, it is really important that you know music theory, because the more valuable you are from that standpoint, the more valuable you're going to be to the people that want to hire you. In this day and age, with shows like American Idol and The Voice, they're wonderful shows. There are very talented people on there. However, I have met a lot of singers that don't think it's important anymore to learn the language of music. And all musicians know the language of music. Most of them do. So if you want to be versatile and if you want to be really valuable today, hone those skills. Know what it is that you do well and really work on perfecting those skills, particularly music, because you want people to know that you take it seriously, so much so, in fact, that even in a world where singers aren't always necessarily considered musicians in their own right, you have taken the time to learn the musical language so you can speak the lingo of the musicians and they know that you know what you're talking about.
That is so, that's important, because if not, they don't want to work with you. Okay, so listen to this. All right. You're at the end of your life, about to move on to Nirvana or wherever whatever you believe in. And you achieved your ultimate dream for your career. What was your ultimate dream and how did you achieve it?
My ultimate dream was to work consistently in multiple avenues and not having to sacrifice my personal life in order to do it. Mm. That would be the ultimate balance I would want. Mm-hmm. Because in the case of when, you know, I was talking about when you're young, you think it's all or nothing. You think it's celebrity or you're nobody. You think it's, you know, the Tony Awards or you're nobody. You think it's Broadway or you're a failure. That's not true. There are so many different avenues to this business and different ways that you can achieve success. And I think success changes as you get older. I think for those of us that really do it for the love of the craft and it wasn't something that we just happened to do well and stumbled into, I think that after a while performing, although it will never leave me, I'll always have a passion for it, I'll always want to perform, at some point I reached a moment where that wasn't enough. I also wanted to create and I wanted to inspire. So that's when I started looking for other ways to make money in my field. I knew that I was a singer. I knew that people tended to stop and look when I sang, even if it was on a street corner somewhere. So I knew that that was the way that I needed to go to get my foot in the door, to get people to notice me. But after people realized that I could read music and I had a good work ethic and I was versatile, they started to ask me to collaborate. And in that collaboration and sharing my knowledge with them and taking their knowledge and enhancing myself, I really, really fell in love with the pre-production collaboration aspect of it, which is how I then found background singing, session singing, demo singing. And so I would urge students, younger people to think, to really reflect on that. Know what it is that you do well, and also really define what you think success is for you. And don't be afraid if that changes, because there's a reason why so many celebrities are also producers and directors. When you love what you do, you want to completely immerse yourself in it in every aspect, not just being the star front and center.
Right. So make sure that you're along your journey in life, you get your little fingers in a lot of pies, and you learn and you network and you market, because as we go through life, our tastes change. And I'm talking about taste in career as well as everything else. So you will not, just because you think you're going to be so happy doing this now, believe me, it does change when you get to the second and third chapter of your life. Stephanie, it is time we must say goodbye, like on the Carol Burnett Show. I'm ringing my left earlobe. And can you believe it? It goes so fast, doesn't it? The show?
It really
does. Yeah, people
I
are like,
about this all day with
I
you.
Know. We're going to have you back again. Well, thank you so much for coming on the show. Everybody, please check out Stephanie's website. It's stephaniecely.com. Please give her a little like and a little thumb on Stephanie Seely Facebook, and on Instagram, Stephanie Grace Seely. And I'm so happy that things are going great for you. And please send me that Smurf picture. And also let me know what happened with Jeremy. Did you ever get in touch with Jeremy real quick?
I have reached out to him. We did connect. He's been really busy, so we have not had a chance to meet yet, but we did speak after the show.
Yay. Well, let me know what happens. We got to get on that. We got to do a Skype session. All right, sweetie. Well, thank you so much. Keep me abreast. There's exciting times coming up, and let us know what you're doing, and let's have you back on the show next year.
Absolutely. I would love to see where life has taken me if I have my studio.
You better have your studio. I'm coming to Nashville and setting it up for you myself. All right. So say goodbye to your fans.
All right. Thank you guys very much for listening. I hope that what I had to say was helpful, and I can't wait to speak with you guys again.
Okay, everyone. That was Stephanie Seely. We'll see you next week on Question Reality. Bye.
You're listening to Question Reality with Priscilla Leona, right here on LA Talk Radio.